Welcome to The Griff's short series on this year's mayoral candidates. Throughout this week, you will be hearing a few interviews done by our very own staff with candidates that agreed to let us share the interviews with you. We start off today with our very own assistant editor, Mia, who interviewed Brian Breezy Gregg.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I guess most people know me as a musician, you know, like I've been playing music around Edmonton like most of my life. But I'm also like my whole life observed politics pretty closely because I grew up in a political family. Mm-hmm. My father was Peter Lougheed's finance chairman. My mother was president of the, at that time, they had a Progressive Conservative Women's Association in Alberta. And they no longer do, but she was the president of that. So they were always having events at our home, you know, with having the MLA over with people to meet them and coffee party and drinks and so forth and so on. So, you know, I was quite aware of that. And interestingly enough, I sort of, you know, right when I was in high school, I kind of embraced socialism a little more than my family did, just from studying it at school. And so it was quite interesting to be watching the Conservative Party from a little bit from the inside, you know, but having like a kind of an opposition perspective on what was going on. And yet, as a young man, like, you know, just in my late teens, I didn't engage and debate. I just observed. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I guess, how I got into politics. It's just, you know, and I've watched it all my life. And then throughout my career as a musician, like, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's a boom and bust industry. Mm-hmm. And so in the boom times, it was great. For several years, I could make my living just playing like six nights a week in the bars and be able to pay my rent and
have a
car and everything. And then other times I had to work at all kinds of different jobs too. So in a way I have like quite a diverse background. You know, I've worked in the public sector. I've worked in the private sector. I've run my own business. You know, I've been a landlord. I've been a janitor. I've been, it goes on and on, a music teacher, teacher's aide at school. So I feel that that I have sort of like a broader experience than some of the other candidates that I'm running against.
I was reading through your platform. What do you think are a few of the most important things that you would like to take care of if you were the mayor?
Well, I want to change the tone of the whole city council. Mm-hmm. To change the way our economy works. Like I talk about the fact that our economy is mean and cruel. Mm-hmm. It's based on having like low wages and low taxes. Mm-hmm. And I want to have a caring economy where we care about everybody, where the precarious workers are making enough money that they can, bring their wages up to a living wage. It's like our minimum wage is below the living wage. So
yes,
that's mean. Like to ask people to come and work and they're not going to make enough money to pay their bills. So that's mean.
Yeah, and I was also reading, I thought it was cool how you kept saying free Wi-Fi. What did you want to do specifically with that?
Oh, well, quite a few cities now have free Wi-Fi, and mm-hmm. but I haven't really, I want to add a little more to that piece on my platform. Like I have mm-hmm. been adding more to each item as we approach the election. But I think we need to take care when we have our free Wi-Fi that we make it a service for the users, not for predators that want to access people through their phones. Mm-hmm. Because in a way, like Computer tech communication technology is great that we can find out all the stuff we want to get all this free entertainment. But at the same time, it's like an access for predators to prey on us with clickbait and phone solicitors that try to scam you. It's really like I think sometimes I keep my landline. I have a cell and a landline. But just I like the idea of, hey, what if the power went down? Like I actually have a phone on the wall, a dial phone that doesn't need a battery, and I can still communicate. It is like I must, get three or four calls a day from somebody that's trying to scam me. That on my credit card has been overpaid, or Revenue Canada is going to send the police after you. And it's just like I'm lucky. Like I'm a senior, but I still am not that gullible when it comes to things like that. But lots of seniors are, and they're being exploited. Well, and just like lots of people, like everybody has their weakness, and those predators will find it if they can.
Absolutely.
So that's the thing about the Wi-Fi is like I want to make it available so that people can access the internet for free in the city, but I want to try to take steps to make sure that they're protected from being taken advantage of.
Absolutely. And what do you think is the first thing that you would do if you were to be elected? Your first step?
My first step. Well, the thing is, being the mayor, you don't have any actual real power just to do anything. You have to get at least half of the councillors to agree with you. So, I think that I would focus on the things that are in my platform and try to convince council that those are the directions that we should move in. And I always like there's certain things that I always speak up against, and that is like the idea of privatizing services. I'm very, very strongly against that. And I think, like for instance, they just privatized the cleaning of the buses, and city buses. They fired the city workers and brought in a private contractor. Well, and so they're saving money so they can keep our taxes low. But it's so like narrow because they're just offloading the responsibility for those workers onto another level of government, because now those people are unemployed, so they have to go get EI or look for another job or a job with less pay. And if they don't get a job, then they have to go on welfare. But it's not a win. It's a win and on a ledger, but like it's more than just what our city bills are. Like we have to think about the province and the country as well. Are we really saving anything by like keeping our taxes low, by making expenses for other levels of government? I don't like that. Like I think we should be have a wide view of, okay, what are we doing? How is it going to affect the whole society? Not how can we sort of like cheat a little bit away from the federal or the provincial. But on the other hand, we do really have to speak up about getting more funding from those levels of government.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that you would like for me to put in, or anything else that you would like to say?
Well, I think that something that I'd like to, there's sort of three things. I pledge to the voters of Edmonton that if I am elected mayor, I will push city council to bring in a voter incentive program. Like the last election, we had a 32% turnout at the polls. And in Australia, they fine people if they don't vote, and they have a much better turnout. But I think that that's kind of mean, because poor people can't even afford the fine. And it's also hard sometimes for poor people to be able to go and vote. So my idea is that what I want to do is bring in a program that would be funded by the federal government, like push council to push the federal government to fund this program by taxing the super rich, and then they'll have the funds to bring in this voter incentive program where when you go to mark your ballot and you go and put it in the ballot box, and then an agent of the returning officer hands you $1,000 cash.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people roll their eyes and they say, "Ooh," and then to get out the calculator, "Oh, how much is that going to cost?" Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, what I feel, it sounds like a crazy idea, like $1,000
mm-hmm.
is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it's going to accomplish three important things. Like, number one, we will get 99% turnout.
Yes, absolutely.
Number two, a large percentage of those people that don't usually vote that are going to come out and vote are going to become more engaged because they know they're going to vote. So they can say, "Oh, I wonder who I should vote for. You know, is it going to be Mia or Breezy?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the best and why?"
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the second thing they'll cost you. Third thing is, it's just a fact in our society, there's a really bad thing going on, is we have this giant wealth gap that we have, like,
yes.
You know, like, it's just giant and it's expanding all the time. So this is going to be a program that's going to result in taking money from the very, very top and passing it out to mm-hmm. almost everyone. So it'll be one, like, actually concrete step to shrinking the wealth gap.
Absolutely.
So, I really want to get that across to the voters that, hey, this is something that we should bring in. There's like, voting is like the most important part of our democratic process.
Yes.
And we need people engaged if we're going to have good representation, and because we need everyone to like, you know what I mean? It's like teamwork. Like, if we all think for ourselves, who is the right person to vote for this time, and what's going to help bring us all together and have our society to be strong and healthy, then mm-hmm. we need engagements. Anyway, that's one thing that I want to pledge to the voters. The other thing is, I want to make two challenges
mm-hmm.
to all the other candidates in Alberta that are running in the municipal elections.
Okay.
And the first challenge is, I challenge them all to disclose in real time what their financial situation is in their campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Like last summer, last July, the UCP changed the election regulations. So now you can wait till up to 6 months after the election to disclose who was funding you for your campaign. Well,
okay.
That's of no use to the voter.
Mm-hmm.
The voter wants to know ahead of time, like, who are you representing? Whose pocket are you in?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that everyone's in the pocket of everyone that donates to them, but you know what I mean. Like, if you look at the financial records from past elections, which are at Edmonton elections, several of the candidates who are former councillors who are running now, if you look at where they were funded, it's big developers and the construction companies that work for the big developers that were putting in the big bucks for those campaigns. And I think that we need a democracy where our council is going to represent the people, not like some big businesses. I mean, I know the big businesses do some great work and they've done great things in our city, but I think if they haven't really paid attention to trying to beef up our social services and take care, especially taking care of the poor and the homeless. Like, it's been talked about. Every administration talks about it. You'll see, if you look at the platforms of the other candidates, they have a token comment about dealing with those problems.
Yes.
But most of what they're talking about is, like, how are we going to, like, revitalize downtown and this forth and so on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other challenge that I'm making is that I feel like part of my platform, I say that we have to pressure the provincial and the federal government to give us more funding. We have to pressure them to
mm-hmm.
tax. Like, they've been lowering taxes for 40 years. Successive federal, liberal, and conservative governments have lowered taxes, and cut our services to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no extra in case, you know, we run up against an emergency like we're in now. There's no extra there. Everything's been cut. They've cut the taxes, they cut services. So I'm saying, I think that the voters should know who we've as candidates, who we favor, like in provincially and federally. And like, I'm proud to say that I support voting for Rachel Notley for our next premier, and voting for Jagmeet Singh for our next prime minister, because both of them are just in a position and have policy to do that tough governing, where they're going to say we have to raise taxes, especially on the rich, because it's just you can't run a modern society without revenue. So those are my two challenges: one, to disclose our financials, and the other is to disclose, like, to be honest with the voters, like, come on, like, every single of these other candidates running for mayor, they either want Jason Kenney or Rachel Notley for their next premier in the next election. Mm-hmm. Like, the voters should know who they support. I think, anyway. I mean, some people argue with me about that and say, oh, yeah, no, you can't do that. We have to keep it all separate. You have to stick to civic issues. You can't talk about federal. And come on, like, we get so much of our funding from them. It's terribly important that we have the right kind of representatives at those levels too. So those are my three things: voter incentive program, financial disclosure in real time, and disclosing your political preferences provincially and federally.
Thank you so much.
So what I like to tell people is, you know, because I'm not asking for any donations, I'm trying to run my campaign on less than $1,000, although I've just gone a little bit over. I'm not going to have any plastic lawn signs, and I'm not going to have any paper brochures, because I think it's symbolic of paying attention to the climate emergency. I'm not going to cause extra burning, extra waste by having all that plastic sign and paper go in the garbage. And so I say to people, when you see a plastic lawn sign in somebody's lawn, think Breezy for mayor.
Yeah.
When you see a brochure in your mailbox from another politician, think Breezy for mayor.
Right.
When you see a big sign on the city bus, our city buses advertising some with big money, think Breezy for mayor. When you're watching the weather report on TV, and up on the map it says Breezy, think Breezy for mayor.
And my question was, where did the name Breezy come from?
Oh, a long time ago, a band I was playing in called the Shotgun Band, that the bass player had lived just out of town on an acreage with his dad, and I would phone up to talk to him and he wouldn't be home, and so I'd just chat with his dad, because I like to talk to people about whatever they're interested in. That's how I learn a lot of what I know, is just from talking to other people. But anyway, I went to band practice, and my friend, he was the bass player, he said, oh, my dad was talking to you on the phone, he says you're Breezy like a Yank.
Yeah.
And the band all laughed, and they all started calling me Breezy, and then it stuck, and, you know, and all my friends started calling me Breezy, so that's where that came from.
I love that. That's great. That's a great story.
We would like to thank Mia for doing this interview, and thank Breezy for sharing his thoughts with us. We hope that you tune in for our next mayoral candidate, and keep posted on anything new coming up by checking out our social media or our website, thegriff.ca.